This was the same powder that knocked me off the previous day. A cocaine, I exclaimed, so frustrated and amazed at the same time at the fact that Josephine, that beautiful girl, could do this to me. I just couldn't believe this. Josephine, such a beautiful girl, into drug. The cocaine was in my front door on the floor while I was sitting also on the floor, gazing at the drug in my front. What would I use this thing to do? How would I dispose this thing now? What if I'm being caught? Why about disposing it? All these questions keep surfing through my mind throughout the night till dawn, for I couldn't sleep, knowing fully that Bolade, my roommate, is a spy to my parents. The day spent in the hospital was the day I would have been changed from this school, if not that I lied to my strict but loving mom that I went for an impromptu meeting in church for vigil after the precious Bolade had disposed my secret to my parents. It was morning and I just managed to sleep few minutes, but my mind, so conscious while sleeping, heard the movement of those silly rats. Woke me up instantly. It's done already, I said, still having in mind what to do with this stuff with me. Ding ding, my phone rang. Indeed, it was Bolade on the display screen. Shock gripped my heart again, because Bolade mostly calls whenever he's around. Is he back? With curiosity and a confused facial expression, I asked. The phone ringtone had just stopped twice. Hopefully, he should think I'm still asleep, I thought. This didn't look like the normal when I heard shockingly the third ringtone of my phone. All I did was to summon courage to respond to the call when he informed me that my mom was already in school and she couldn't get through to me this day, but called him to inform me to come to the car park to get the foodstuff I had requested for. I looked tensed, and everything about me made it obvious that something was wrong with me. This is number one thing my mom can detect without any digital or analog detective machine. What could I do? I said. Thanks for joining us for today's episode of Disguise. I believe we've been blessed with this short story. Join us next time on the next episode. Thank you.